Numbers chapter 10. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Make two trumpets of silver. Of a whole piece shall you make them, that you may use them for the calling of the assembly and for the journeying of the camps. And when they shall blow with them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to you at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And if they only blow one trumpet, then the princes, which are the heads of the thousands of Israel, shall gather themselves to you. When you blow an alarm, then the camps that lie on the east parts shall go forward. When you will blow an alarm the second time, then the camps that lie on the south side shall take their journey. They shall blow an alarm for their journeys. But when the congregation is to be gathered together, you shall blow, but you shall not sound an alarm. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall blow with the trumpets, and they shall be to you for an ordinance forever throughout your generations. And if you go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresses you, then you shall blow an alarm with the trumpets, and you shall be remembered before Yahweh your Elohim, and you shall be saved from your enemies. Also in the day of your gladness, and in your solemn days, and in the beginnings of your months, you shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings, and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, that they may be to you for a memorial before your Elohim. I am Yahweh, your Elohim. And it came to pass, on the 20th day of the second month in the second year, that the cloud was taken up from off the tabernacle of the testimony. And the children of Israel took their journeys out of the wilderness of Sinai, and the cloud rested in the wilderness of Paran. And they first took their journey according to the commandment of Yahweh by the hand of Moses. In the first place went the standard of the camp of the children of Yehudah according to their armies, and over his host was Nashon, the son of Amminadab. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Issachar was Nethaneel, the son of Zuar. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Zebulun was Eliab, the son of Helon. And the tabernacle was taken down, and the sons of Gershon and the sons of Merari set forward, bearing the tabernacle. And the standard of the camp of Reuben set forward according to their armies, and over his host was Elizur, the son of Shedeor. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Simeon was Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai. And over the host of the tribe of the children of God, Eliasaph, the son of Deuel. And the Kohathites set forward, carrying the sanctuary. And the other did set up the tabernacle against they came. And the standard of the camp of the children of Ephraim set forward according to their armies. And over his host was Elishama, the son of Ammihud. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Manasseh, Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Benjamin, Abidan, the son of Gideoni. And the standard of the camp of the children of Dan set forward, the rearward of all the camps throughout their hosts, and over his host was Ahazar, the son of Ammishaddai. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Asher, Pagiel, the son of Okran. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Naphtali, Ahira, the son of Enan. These were the journeyings of the children of Israel according to their armies when they set forward. And Moses said to Hobab, the son of Raguel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, We are journeying to the place of which Yahweh said, I will give it you. Come, you be with us, and we will do you good, for Yahweh has spoken good concerning Israel. And he said to him, I will not go, but I will depart to my own land and to my kindred. And he said, Leave us not, I beg you, for as much as you know how we are to encamp in the wilderness, that you may to be to us instead of eyes. And it shall be, if you go with us, yes, it shall be, that what goodness Yahweh shall do to us, the same will he do to you. And they departed from the mount of Yahweh 3 days' journey, and the ark of the covenant of Yahweh went before them in the 3 days' journey to search out a resting place for them. And the cloud of Yahweh was upon them by day when they went out of the camp. And it came to pass, when the ark set forward, that Moses said, Rise up, Yahweh, and let your enemies be scattered, and let them that hate you flee before you. And when it rested, he said, Return, O Yahweh, to the many thousands of Israel. End of chapter.